Today we're going to be talking about the Erickson Public Library and all the fun stuff coming up. Mr. Z, Zach Steers in the studio.
Hello, good morning.
Good here. And on the phone we've got Rhonda Kelly and Candy Nelk. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
See how bright and cheery they are, Zach?
That's right.
Zach's in here going, what yawning. Day is this?
Confused what day it is.
Anyway, obviously big thing that we're going to be talking about, kickoff for the summer reading program. Yeah. We actually already have sign up going on, but the carnival, and you know what I did say, Zach, I was thinking there we were going to break our trend of not being a real hot carnival time, but doesn't look like it.
No, not
It'll
at all.
It'll be warm.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and just reiterate, pre-registration started on Tuesday this week for all ages. So just have to go to our library website. There's a summer reading page that you can get information for all age groups. And we offer it, as a paper log, or if you've done Beanstack before, you can actually just go to Beanstack and do that directly. So, but the carnival, you are correct. I was very hopeful that maybe it would be a cooler carnival, but it still will be cool, just in a different way. So we're having our carnival on Monday, June 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. I'm very excited for all the participating partners. We have some new ones this year, which we're excited about. We'll have our regular activities such as bounce houses. Of course, face painting was super popular last year, so we have friends doing that as well. Cotton candy and popcorn, lots of crafts. We'll have a photo booth this year. That's new, which we're really excited about. And, of course, a variety of learning trailers. And we'll have our friends from Heartland Mini Railroad Express providing, I believe that's called, barrel train rides and stuff. The other two friends that are new this year that I was excited to have and welcome are Iowa League of Heroes. They are going to be here only from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
As to who the heroes are, we will find out together.
You got
to
be here.
Yeah. And then we'll have our friend Cubby Bear from Iowa Cubs. He will be here from 5 to 7 p.m. So we're really excited about that.
All right. Get an opportunity.
So lots of activities. We block off 7th and Green. So those will be starting to be blocked off around 3 o'clock on Monday up until the end of the carnival. So we'll be busy. But we know how busy it will be. So we're prepared.
It's one of those where, yes, folks, it is the carnival. Just pass the word along to your friends if that's one of your travel routes. Just plan to work your way around it.
What I love about the carnival now is we do excellent job marketing. We go around to the schools and talk about summer reading and all of that. But it's now become something that people just are aware that, it's the first Monday of June. We're going to have the summer reading kickoff carnival. So we're excited about that. The rest of June, some of the highlights, I'm excited to bring back, of course, story times. Regular Wednesday and Thursday have taken a brief pause because, again, we've been going to schools in May. So those will start again on next Wednesday, the 4th. And then we'll bring back music and movement. Those will be held on the 6th and the 20th, which are Fridays at 10 a.m. And then really excited, we have started sign language story time called Sign With Me. And it's really inspiring because this particular program is ran by a woman whose parents are actually deaf. And so she comes and does this program. And what's inspiring is even as one of the facilitators just watching and immersing ourselves in a different way to interact and to communicate and experience the world. So there's a story that goes along with that, and then we have a snack. And what's really cool about the snack time is she teaches us the different ways to sign, and then it's completely silent. So we practice our sign language. And it's really inspiring to watch kids as well as adults really, again, immerse themselves in a new experience. And you know, every one of us just, you know, interacts and experiences the world. And so it's it's a really awesome program.
Don't you find that kids pick it up a lot?
Oh, 100%. Even, yeah, exactly. And I think research actually says that, you know, when you learn a new language and stuff like that, it's much easier to do it when you're younger. So then our friend Kyle from County Conservation on Wednesday the 11th, he'll be stopping by at 10 a.m. to do a special story time. We'll have a variety of activity stations, so sort of an interactive opportunity there. Mr. Z here is bringing back some summer science. I'm excited. So I'll have one program that occurs in June on the 19th at 3 p.m. So it says what it says, which is come and do science experiments with me. And, of course, it's me. So there will be some sort of mess, I'm sure. And then we have some special friends coming on the 21st, which is a Saturday at 10 a.m. We're having a new group called Barnyard Discoveries come. I've always been wanting a farm at the library, and so is something called Barnyard Discoveries. It's actually a mobile farm on wheels. So they'll park their, you know, their mobile farm. There'll be farm animals there, and we'll have some other activities. There'll be a free book while supplies last on that. I will give a shout out for that program in terms of funding. Comes from partially the Rotary and Boost Together for Children. Okay. That concludes our Little Engines program there. And then we have our friends. They'll be new this year. Iowa Family Exotics. At June 25th at 10 a.m., they are going to bring, you know, a variety of things from amphibians and reptiles, snakes. But I do want to add a disclaimer that this program may vary depending on the availability of the pet friends that day. Okay. So the reason why I say that is if somebody says, what's coming? I always just like to say, whoever's in a good mood. That's kind of how I interpret that. So, but know that those are the sort of the categories of little friends that will be there. So we'll have a variety of movie programs this month too, which the first one begins on the 9th. And then the other one is on the 23rd. Those are Mondays. Those will be at 2 p.m. And you can get the names of those movies on our website. And our theme this year is Level Up. So some of those movies coincide with, like, video games and stuff like that. So, yeah, those are some of the highlights for kiddos this June.
That's just June.
And my wonderful friends, they have youth and adult programs that they'll be talking about. So,
Let's go with Rhonda away. And Rhonda, you get people signed up the same way for a summer reading program through Bookstack, or are there other options available there?
Yeah, no, it is exactly the same actually for all ages. So the paper log is the one option, and then if you prefer using an app, which, you know, a lot of people do nowadays, Beanstack is the way to go. So, and we're happy to help you with either of those options if you're not sure how to get signed up. Just let us know. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so what do you got going for them then?
Oh, my goodness. What don't we have going on? we're kicking off the tween and teen programming next week on Wednesday, which is June the 4th at 2 p.m. with a clay dragon eye craft. So they'll be using air-dry clay with these really cool dragon eyes. And we've had a lot of interest in it, so I'm excited to get them using their imaginations and seeing what they can create with those. We are having Stitchers in the Garden again this year. We're actually doing it the weekend before Knit in Public Day because there's a lot of other events at other places going on. So Saturday, June the 7th at 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., if you do any type of stitch work, crochet, knit, embroidery, cross-stitch, bring your lawn chair. Hopefully the weather's good. Join us in the garden. If it's not, we'll just move it inside. But we'll be providing refreshments and some light snacks. But if you want to bring a picnic, we definitely encourage you to. And there's also the first Saturday story time that day, too. That's a little earlier in the day at 10 a.m. And we'll be doing a farmyard, barnyard theme to get us ready for the following Saturday story time on the 21st that Zach talked about, when we'll have an actual farm visit the library. So, and then we're offering Silent Book Club. That's something that's become really popular with both students and adults. So 2 p.m. on June the 10th, bring a book with you. We'll provide snacks. We'll provide comfy chairs where you can sit with other people and catch up on your reading, log those reading minutes. And if you want to share what book you're reading as well, you know, it's a nice way to do that as well. But just have others sit with you and get your reading in. Offering tween and teen yoga the following day, Wednesday, June 11th at 2 p.m. And that will be in our Storytime meeting room. We'll be using Yoga with Adrian, which is the same person that we use for our morning yoga on Wednesdays and Fridays. But this is more school and tween and teen specific. So bring your yoga mat if you have one and come join me for some afternoon yoga. And this program is one of our bigger programs in June that I'm really, really excited about. Tuesday, June 17th, starting at 6 p.m., we're doing a secret garden and tea party. Ooh. So we will have the actual great-great-granddaughter of Frances Hodgson Burnett, who wrote The Secret Garden and The Little Princess, two of her most popular books. So she will be live with us on Zoom. She lives in Texas, and she will be telling us all about family stories and about The Secret Garden book, how it's inspired her life, you know, a couple generations later. And you'll get to ask her questions and interact with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then following the program, we're going to move out to the library garden again, if the weather's nice. If not, we'll do the tea party inside. But hopefully we can move out to the garden. Friends of the library will have hot tea, iced tea, you know, some little snacks. We'll have some garden music going and just kind of enjoy some community time together in our library garden. So again, that's Tuesday, June 17th, starting at 6 p.m. for that program.
All right.
Because it's a game theme, we're continuing with our chess and board game. We have an afternoon if you just want to come and find others to play with on Thursday, June 19th at 2 p.m. We're showing movies. We're doing two a month for June. It'll be June the 9th and June 23rd. And if you want to know the titles, you can go to our website calendar or give us a call and we'll let you know what those movie titles are. But
sure.
I will say they're gaming related since our theme is level up at the library.
All right.
And then one other thing I definitely wanted to mention is we're really excited to have Lot Music and Ames coming to the library this summer to give lessons to play ukulele, to learn to play ukulele, level up your music skills.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be coming three different times. You can attend just one session, but if I would encourage you come to the first session because obviously that will be, you know, going over most of the basics. But come to any of the sessions. It'll be an hour in length. If you have a ukulele, bring one. If you don't, they will be bringing some extras, but obviously that will be a limited amount. But those sessions, the first one is Monday, June 16th at 2 p.m.,
okay.
And that is an all-ages program.
Okay.
So definitely encouraged for ages 8 and up, but, you know, if you have a younger that wants to learn, we would never turn anybody away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm excited because hopefully I can learn the ukulele and use it at story time sometime. So.
Here we go! Yes.
Yeah. Yep, so, and all the information about our programs are all on our website calendar. We have printed calendars at the library now, so come grab one. And I will mention one last thing before I hand it over to Candy. Have to mention that Aerocon is coming up in July. That is, like Zach's Carnival, that's kind of the baby that I've taken over. That's one of the biggest programs I do all year. It's our mini Comic-Con, free to attend, hourly door prizes, free comics when you come in. There will be tons of artists, vendors, crafters here. So we encourage, and adults too. Adults love to dress up. We found that out last year when we had more adults in the costume contest than the kids, and we had a lot of kids.
That's the one where, that's the reminder. Put it on your calendar now.
Yes, Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right. Start planning. Yes,
yes.
Be ready. Some people still really get into all of that.
Oh, well, yes, they do.
Well, we did get a lot of the orange calendars passed out at the band concert. I will say that. Candy was there. And Candy, what do we got going on the adult side here?
Well, we too have a plethora. The calendar is full with adult programs. I did want to circle back just to mention in May, Lynn Campbell and Sarah Nizzi did a pollinator program.
Oh, yeah.
Lynn from Iowa State Extension left a milkweed plant with a caterpillar on one of the leaves, and it turned into a chrysalis, and we let it go to the monarch butterfly in the garden yesterday. So that was a really cool process that people could come in and check out downstairs. So that was fun. We're going to kick off summer reading, of course, yes, with registration. You can do it on paper or online. And then we'll have bingo every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. When I made the calendar, I forgot that school doesn't let out till June 4th. So if you're an adult and you want to come and play bingo with me on the 3rd at 1 o'clock upstairs, that would be great. There probably won't be too many kids there.
All right.
Have a lot of nice prizes that have been donated by area businesses. We are always looking for more prizes. Everybody wants to win a prize, and to offer it 8 weeks, I'm going to need a lot of prizes.
Yes.
Everybody likes to get snail mail, and due to some generous patrons that have donated supplies during our craft donation days, I have a ton of blank cards and envelopes. I have stamps. I have all kinds of colors and colored pencils, and so I'm inviting you to join me on Fridays, June 6th and 13th from 1 to 4. You don't have to register. You can drop in. You can make as many cards as you would like.
Sure.
Just use your imagination and get to creating with me.
And just get ready to send a card, really. Send it to somebody.
Everybody likes to get a card, and they're expensive to buy, and this way you can come up and make whatever you'd like, and then you only have to pay for the stamp. So.
Yeah, there we go.
We will be offering a program with a folded book on Monday, June 16th. I'm still working on that, so if you haven't seen anything, there will be registration coming very soon about that. I have Nan Sloan. She works with Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. but she also is offering a program on Friday, June 20th at 2 o'clock. She'll be talking about the document called Five Wishes. And it talks about the directives that you need to have in place for the end of your life.
Sure.
It walks you through, like, do you need a will? Do you need a trust? Do you need your obituary written out? Have you lined up a burial spot? It's kind of a dark subject, but it's very necessary, and she'll be there handing out the forms and talking about that on Friday, June 20th.
Okay.
Also, June 20th, we'll end the day in a little more upbeat way by having the Dukes of Haggard concert out of Herman Park Pavilion. So Carrie Krausen and Howie Nord are area musicians, and they'll be out there providing some music. We decided to move our concerts from Thursday nights to Friday nights, and so it'll be at 7 o'clock at the pavilion. Bring a chair. We'll have snacks you can purchase. The proceeds go to benefit the library. So come on out and enjoy some free music. On Tuesday, June 24th, we're offering two for Tuesday talks. You can get two authors for the price of one with Lois Tennis and Tracy Loebstein, and they'll be upstairs talking about their respective books, and they'll also offer them for sale. On June 30th, Karen Grote and Claire Kostelnik will be joining me, and hopefully 12 participants. I have room for 12 people to come and learn basic embroidery. So you can become one of those stitchers and join Rhonda every month when she has stitch night. So you'll be able to sign up and learn how to embroider.
All right.
Of course, we'll be at Municipal Band every Wednesday night. You can sign up for a summer reading. You can check out a book. I did want to say that a few people that came back to the table that signed up for summer reading, I don't know if our signal was fading in and out because I did not get their registration to go through. So if you stopped at the table Wednesday night, please come and see me again so I can get you signed up. Adults, your incentive to sign up this year, just by registering, you'll be put into a drawing for several big prizes. One of them is a quad rail explorer pass.
Okay.
Another one is a lovely Adirondack chair donated by Redekers. And then we also have passes to the Iowa Arboretum and the Treehouse Village. So if you didn't read one thing this summer as an adult and you only signed up because you're interested and you want to support the library, you could win one of those prizes. And we also have many other prizes and some really easy activities, coming to Municipal Band, coming to the Carnival. All those count as activities. So it's not very hard. It's a lot of fun, and I hope a lot of people sign up and join me.
You know,
I
was going to say, we have a lot of adults that, you know, this is, we see them at the concert. They'll bring books, and they'll be reading and things like that. But there are a lot of folks that, you know, maybe just have not sat down and read a book for some time. If you want to get back into the swing, this is a great way to do it, and then be eligible to get some prizes, too.
It is. It's free, and it's fun, and it's just something to do in the summer and reconnect with the library. So we would love to have each and every one of you.
I know the library, you guys have a lot of different things you do, a lot of different programs and stuff, but still, bottom line is we like people to come in and read.
We do. And, yes, we have lots of people coming to get movies, or they use the copy machine, or they use the computers, but ultimately we still have lots of things to read and enjoy, and we love to help you find what you're looking for. If we don't have it, we can help you get it through the Interlibrary Loan Service. It's also free. So
an adults can adults can sign up on Beanstack too.
You can do it on Beanstack, or you can come in and get a paper log. The paper log starting Monday. Also on all the children, teens, and adults. If you register, you can also pick up a free book. We'll have carts with free books at the library. So it's a win-win situation for everyone. And make sure that you come out for the carnival and check out the planetarium that we'll be offering on the main floor. It was at the library a few years ago for the carnival, and now it's come back. So please stop and see us.
We got a lot of things that are going on. I know somebody's trying to get a hold of you.
I'm here at the library already, so that was my end.
So we do have a lot of different things that are available, that are happening. And again, people, check on the website, sign up, or again, follow on your Facebook, because you're constantly updating and getting information out and reminding people about different events and different things that are happening. Remember, Monday, we're going to have some street blocked off around the library in the afternoon. And come on out and be a part of the summer reading program.
And bring me some plants. My plant table is sadly lacking, and I'm always looking for craft items. So come in, help yourself out by cleaning out your house. Come see me.
All right. I do appreciate you, everybody, taking time to visit with us. You guys have a great carnival coming up on Monday. Don't get too warm out there. I know you've got a lot of different groups and things that are going to be participating. So look forward to a great turnout. And once again, we'll visit with you again next month, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
That's our program today from the Erickson Public Library.